Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I want you to think about the words from Isaiah. He is despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus, dead on a cross, the creator of the whole universe, is dead. Not because he deserved it, not because he had done a single thing wrong, but because of every wicked deed that we do. Every sin that we have ever committed. Every sin that has been committed in history and has yet to be committed ever since Adam's fall. Ever since Adam's failure to obey God's word and rather his caving into his wife's word from the devil. Ever since then, we have had this trouble. Our sin desire, our flesh desires sin. That's the reality of it. And Isaiah, years before God the Son would take upon that flesh and follow to the cross, said these words. These words that cut us to the heart, because we know that we are the ones who placed him there. It would be easy to blame the Jews. It would be easy to blame the Romans. And yes, each of them have their own faults in this. But it is our sins that he carried as well. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, God the Father's just punishment for sin, is carried out not on the ones who deserve it, but on his sinless Son. We can't fully comprehend just how great God's love is for us in order for such a thing to take place. But this day, as we remember what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us, I hope that it moves all of us. That hearing of what he has done, of hearing about how his hands and his feet had nails pierced through them. How before this he was mocked and he was ridiculed and he had a crown, not the crown of gold and jewels that he deserves, not the crown that he left before him in heaven, but a crown of thorns. Thorns that pierce his head. Thorns that cause blood and sweat to flow into his eyes, over his face. When we look upon him, we see not the most handsome man, but a man who has taken all sins upon himself. That is why we are here today. We are here to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us, what he has done for the whole world. I hope that this weekend, as you gather with family, friends, and loved ones, that you share that story. That you remind them that this weekend is not about a bunny. It's not about hunting. It's not about all the joy on this Good Friday. That it's not about all of these secular things that our world likes to bring in to try to make our focus not on the Lamb who was slain. That you would share with them this story. That as you gather on Easter as a family, you remind people that there is no Easter without first a cross. The tomb is empty, But first, the cross was filled. This is what I want you to share with your loved ones this weekend. Yes, on Sunday, I want you to be filled with joy. I want the people that surround you to see just how thrilled you are as a Christian that your God, who was in fact dead, is alive. Share that joy on Sunday, but also remind them that that joy does not come without first sorrow. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. There have been times in all of our lives where we have seen ourselves not fully devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. There have been times where we thought, you know, I have something better to do today. It's a Friday afternoon. I could be sitting at home. I could be enjoying it. I could have this day off and simply do nothing. We all have thoughts like that. Sunday will come and Sunday will go, but we gather to hear the word of Jesus Christ. We gather to hear his word that we might be reminded of that cross, that while we have gone astray, the shepherd calls our names and we return to him. He is the good shepherd, and at the same time, he is the Lamb of God who is slain to take away the sins of the world. Yes, we have all turned away from him time and time again, but today we turn back to him. Today we find ourselves at the foot of the cross, a life-giving cross that takes away our sins and the sins of the world. Think about the fact that Jesus Christ died for all sins, for those who despise him, for those who reject him, for all of the Muslims and the Sikhs and the Hindus and the Jews in the world. Jesus Christ has died for all of them. For the atheists and the agnostics, Jesus Christ has died for them too. And that's really the sad thing, isn't it? Jesus Christ has died for all of us, and yet so many will reject that gift of grace. So many will not find themselves in eternal bliss with him when he comes back because they rejected him. But they can't say that he didn't die for them, because he did. And that is why it is so important that this day and every day forward, we share that news of Jesus Christ with everyone that we can find. That we go out and we tell it and we lift up our voices in song and we rejoice with others and we let them know that Jesus Christ has died for them too. That they need to turn away from their sins and turn to him and live. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. The holy God is nailed to a cross between two criminals, both who begin by mocking and jeering him, and one who finally comes to repent for his sins and ask for Christ's forgiveness. And Jesus, on his own cross, forgives sinners. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And to that other criminal who repents, he says, today you will be with me in paradise. Even from his cross, Jesus is still looking out for sinners. Even in the hour of his death, Jesus knows that he is doing it all for them and for us. Easter will be here soon. But for today, remember his sacrifice on our behalf. Remember his blood which flows, the water that also flows from his pierced side to give us a washing of rebirth and renewal. This Jesus, whom we crucified, has done it all for us. And so the church sings. Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee, who dieth thus dies well. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.